Last summer, workers in Manhattan unearthed what appeared to be remains of an 18th-century ship. They were excavating one block from Ground Zero at the World Trade Center construction site. Michael Pappalardo is an archaeologist with the consulting firm AKRF, and last July he was on the site and described the ship to us.
In the back dirt, we saw some curved wooden timbers, roughly 4 inches by 6 inches in dimension, about 4 feet long. And so we quickly came to the realization this was something more than a landfill.
Well, that was July 2010. Earlier this month, Pappalardo helped to excavate the final piece of that ship, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Oh, nice to be with you, Robert.
And what more do you know about this ship 1 year later?
Well, we now know the length of the ship. We found a portion of the bow of the ship, and it's about 50 feet to the east of the stern, which is what we found last summer. So now we know the dimensions of the ship. And it was not a very big ship, and it was probably not designed to cross oceans. It was more likely a river vessel. However, we did find evidence of shipworms, and the species of shipworms that had infested the wood is known to have been from the Caribbean area. So at some point, the ship clearly went to the Caribbean. We also have recently learned that the wood that the ship was constructed from was probably harvested sometime in the 1770s in the Philadelphia region.
How do you find that out, that the wood came from around Philadelphia in the 1770s?
The Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, they've got a group of scientists there that do dendrochronology, and the set of timber samples that best matched the wood from our ship grew in that area.
Now, I understand that some people reason that the ship was probably sunk there purposely, that it was purposeful landfill to help build Manhattan. Do you go along with that theory, and why so?
We only found the bottom of the ship. The upper portions and the upper deck weren't there. So they probably rotted away or removed sometime before it sunk in this location. I think it might be more likely that once it was clear this area was going to be landfilled, they sort of use this area as a dumping ground for it.
At this time, in the 1700s, much of what we now think of as Lower Manhattan was in fact still water. Or it was marshy, I guess.
It was part of the Hudson River. The ship was found a full block from the then western shoreline of Manhattan along Greenwich Street. This was a slip that ships would come into and out of to drop off and pick up goods for sale in the area.
It would seem to me, tell me if I'm wrong, that for an archaeologist, landfill is a sort of confounding development. That is, it accounts for all kinds of old things being put in places where they really had no business being.
Well, in this case, the ship's preservation itself was dependent upon the landfill. Mm-hmm. Had it not been for that fill to have been deposited on top of it, the wood would have long ago rotted away. So landfill is a very interesting subject to archaeologists.
It preserves things,
It preserves things, and also the process of growing a city is interesting in and of itself.
Mr. Pappalardo, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Michael Pappalardo is an archaeologist. He's with the firm of AKRF, which has been working at the World Trade Center construction site in Lower Manhattan.